title on screen, How to Report in PERT, PPR. Part 3.1, Documenting Enabling Competencies.
After Alice documents her technical competencies, she is now ready to document any enabling competencies she had exposure to. In this video, we will show you how Alice uses the Enabling Competency Rubric and Guiding Questions to help her document her work experience in this area. Enabling competencies are what differentiate Alice as a professional. Therefore, Alice must consistently demonstrate all five enabling competencies at a level 2 by the end of her practical experience journey.
Text on screen, communication, acting ethically and demonstrating professional values, solving problems and adding value, collaborating and leadership, managing self.
Alice has been tracking her job duties for the past 6 months and reviews the examples she has completed.
Text on screen, pro tip, remember, keep a journal of your technical and enabling examples as you go, something easy to refer back to when completing your experience reports.
Alice consults the enabling competency guiding questions in PERT and considers if she has any work experience that would apply. Once she has determined which enabling competency her work experience fits into, Alice will answer the questions listed in PERT. Generally, she is asked to describe A. the situation, B. the course of action taken, and C. what she learned from the experience that she can apply to future situations. Alice uses the CPA Way to document her enabling competencies.
Visual: the CPA Way appears on screen, showing the icons, CPA Mindset, Assess the Situation, Analyze Major Issues, Conclude and Advise, Communicate. Text on screen, pro tip, you will learn about the CPA Way in the Professional Education Program.
Alice will review the rubric in PERT to determine which proficiency level her documentation supports. She will also consider the following factors to confirm what proficiency level she is at. Was the situation complex? Was the solution obvious and easy to get to? Did she need a lot of guidance? Did she use the CPA Way? Did she have a learning insight? Was the insight obvious? Are there any other examples to support a consistent demonstration of the competency?
Text on screen, pro tip, level 2s are what we would expect of a newly certified CPA and are achieved near the end of your program.
Generally, consistent demonstration of the competency with a combination of high frequency, complexity, and autonomy are considered level 2. This is what we would expect of a newly certified CPA and is often reached towards the end of the program. Up next, illustrating the enabling competency documentation process with an example.
Text on screen, website, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.